A few days ago, SpaceX executed the first test launch of Starship. And this represents a tremendous new opportunity to understand what we can achieve as we aim to colonize space. But it also represents an opportunity to evaluate how we relate to endeavors of daring, edgy developments, and how we look at the competence and the ability of those who try to go beyond. My name is David Orban, and this is The Context. I had the chance of talking to a lot of people who are not in the middle of technology and developments in artificial intelligence or other fields, such as, for example, space exploration. And my expectation was that they would be at least peripherally aware that we have now rockets that can land and then be reused, and that we are experimenting with and developing the next generation of these amazing machines, specifically that we were about to launch the Starship that is fully reusable. And no, they didn't know about it. If you ask someone who is not specifically interested in these fields, the sources of news and information that they receive completely neglect this amazing development. Now, after the Starship test launch, there were some reports in the printed media, newspapers, in the television news reports, but unavoidably, practically universally, these concentrated on the fact that the rocket, after a few minutes of flight, exploded. Without, at least in the titles that would attract those viewers or readers that are the consumers of these sources of information, without going into detail about the fact that it was foreseen that the rocket would destruct at a certain point. It was not at all part of the test that it would attempt to land, or expected that it would successfully land. Turns out that the explosion was actually triggered by a command from the SpaceX launch facility, because the two stages of the rocket couldn't separate. But if it were not for at that particular moment, it would have been triggered a little bit later, or after completing its orbital flight, the first and second stage would still be destroyed on impact with the Pacific Ocean. The fact that these sources of information concentrated on the explosion implied a lot of things. Their disregard for the process of iterative, rapid improvement that has been the case with the previous generation of Falcon rockets from SpaceX, and what we can expect from the Starship generation as well, over not decades, over not many, many years, over literally months, as new launch attempts will be made and new tests will be designed. The iterative process that these reports ignore allows the teams to learn a lot from each test and introduce immediate improvements. As a matter of fact, these improvements are staggered because what SpaceX is creating is a Starship factory. There are already several completed boosters, stage one rockets, and several stage two Starships proper. And already those that will be launched during the next test incorporate hundreds, if not thousands, of improvements that the teams engineered on top of those that will be introduced thanks to what has been learned during the previous test launch. The second consequence of this kind of reporting is a very curiously ignorant attitude towards the effort and towards the competence that those in the teams invest and display. The superficial analysis that doesn't take into account the process will conclude with sneer towards, oh, Elon Musk, the mega billionaire, failed because the rocket exploded. And what actually Elon Musk does at every possible occasion, talk about a team and the effort and the skills and the passion and the talent and the competence of the thousands of people who are behind the SpaceX, both Falcon and Starship. Well, those will count for nothing, according to these reports. It is unnecessary, it is ignorant and destructive. It is destructive to the morale of those teams, and hopefully they are steeling themselves against even attempting to interface with these useless reports. It is destructive towards the readers and the viewers that they are targeting, because they are actively keeping them in ignorance and they are training them to not even try to go beyond the surface of this kind of reporting. And finally, it is destructive towards the news organizations themselves. Their reputation is completely lost, and they are losing those who care. They are only left with those who are content in the induced artificial bubble of ignorance that they are kept in. This kind of contempt against competence is extremely toxic, and we have to actively fight against it. We have to cherish and we have to celebrate the achievements of our civilization, what we can do. And of course, before becoming perfect, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone goes through errors in order to achieve what they can do. As an example, Falcon 9, the previous generation of rockets from SpaceX, has completed over 100 perfect launches and landings in sequence. Amazing science fiction, and the level of competence and perfection, given the sequence, that is worthy of awe and celebration. It is what we should be doing every day. So I am very much looking forward to future tests. I am very much looking forward to celebrate and support the ingenuity, the passion, and the competence that SpaceX and its thousands of team members have demonstrated. Thank you.